This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Climate change and the pandemic have delivered kind of a 1-2 punch to a lot of companies, obliging them to cut their carbon footprints and at the same time shorten up and strengthen their supply chains. Textiles and clothing are among the industries under pressure, all of them, but textiles and clothing especially. A small pilot project, though, in the northwestern British town of Blackburn, once the center of the global textile trade, offers a low-key solution. From Blackburn Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
Last year, this small patch of land between a busy road and a canal was derelict, covered in refuse, old mattresses and rusting metal. Today, it's a neatly fenced field of luxuriant green. And, says textile specialist Justin Aldersey-Williams, it's the scene of a groundbreaking project.
We're growing flax for linen and woad for indigo dye, with the aim of growing our own pair of jeans in Blackburn.
Woad once grew right across this country. Ancient Britons daubed their bodies in its blue dye in a vain attempt to scare off the Romans. And, says clothes manufacturer Patrick Grant, before the arrival of cotton, flax was very widespread here as well.
It's a fantastic plant because it doesn't require any irrigation, it doesn't require any pesticides or herbicides, and that is why it's such a fantastic crop for making clothes from.
Linen is natural, he says, unlike most of the oil-based synthetic fabrics used in today's clothes, and he claims it's incredibly hard-wearing.
Of course, used to make sailcloth out of linen, so it's a very durable fabric, so we're developing denim-like fabrics.
Grant and his colleagues aim to grow, harvest, spin, weave and dye one pair of jeans from this field by the fall.
What's the point of all this? Where are you heading, potentially, with this?
We're trying to demonstrate that you can make clothes completely locally that cause no harm to the environment and do it in a way that's economically sustainable.
The pair of jeans will be put together here in Grant's small clothing factory about 2 miles up the road from the field of flax. Jenny Rutter, who's also involved in the project, hopes that that one pair of jeans may lead to a string of local growers, spinners, weavers and dyers.
Do you think you're ever going to be able to compete, though, with mass-produced textiles?
Well, probably never in that kind of scale, but I think there's a real market for it now. You know, for clothing that's more sustainable and more ethically produced and that has more local supply chains. So I think there's a real opportunity for that now.
The idea is certainly popular. Dozens of people volunteer to clear this field for the flax, and many are ready to turn up every Friday for a spot of pulling up weeds. Among them, Zara Shatima, Claire Saville and Aisha Siddat.
It's going to be great, and to see it from start to finish to a fully formed garment, hopefully, at the end, then it's a fascinating process, yeah.
When I heard about this, I just thought it was fantastic and I really wanted to get involved. So Friday's my day off, so I was more than happy to come and be a Friday flaxer.
On our doorstep, and we're making denim jeans. It reminds you of what Blackburn used to be.
No one seriously believes that Blackburn, the beating heart of the Industrial Revolution, where 70% of the world's cotton textiles were made, is about to see a renaissance. That would be pie in the sky, spinning a yarn indeed. But the organisers of this experiment believe there could be at least a small niche industry in the making here, an industry that can only grow. In Blackburn, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.